Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. Danny Hall here on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent 4-H Youth Development, Amanda Gann. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am. Thank you.
Pleasure to chat with you today, Amanda. 4-H, this is always fun in the summertime, and I suspect that you have a lot of summer programs coming up that we could talk about today.
We do. We have a lot of programs coming up, so our programs will be kicking off, and we'll run through June and July this summer, and we have a variety of programs going on, so hopefully we will have something for everyone.
So you have for all ages, and 4-H ages, correct me if I'm wrong, is that 5 through 18?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So we have something for everybody from ages 5 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
So kindergarten through high school, we have something for everyone.
Terrific. Well, let's talk about some of those somethings then, Amanda.
All right. So some of the programs that we have got in the works, we're going to do some cooking programs, which are always a favorite. And we're going to be doing something for our clover buds all the way down to our 5-year-olds up through our high schoolers. So cooking has been the number one request, so we're going to make sure that we have something for everyone this summer. We're also going to have a sewing program.
Okay.
We're going to have a beginner crochet program.
Oh.
We have several art-related programs. We're going to do some canvas painting as well as some crafting. And then we're going to try our hands at doing some pottery and ceramics
Wow.
this summer. So that will be something new and fun for us.
Cool.
We're going to have some STEM and science-related programs. We'll be doing a junior beekeeping program, learning some animal science. We also will be going on a hiking excursion up to Stone Mountain State Park.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So that will be a new one that we're offering this summer.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So safe to say a wide array of programs available.
So we will be kicking off, like I said, in June.
Mm-hmm.
We actually will be kicking off the last few days in May after school gets out. We will be beginning with our junior beekeeping program.
Oh, okay.
So this
great.
Is something that we have been able to do for the last few years with our Surrey County Beekeepers Association.
Mm-hmm.
So we get our experts coming down to teach our youth and hopefully get some of those younger ones, you know, teaching them about the importance of bees and our pollinators, and then hoping to get them interested as well so
sure.
that we can have some of those junior beekeepers
Absolutely.
In the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
Then we will just kick right off and we will go through June and July. We do have our programs Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our programs are in the morning and some are all day,
okay.
just depending on how much time we need to teach the different skills. And then we will also have some excursions.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be taking the kids to some different places this summer as well.
That's always exciting. Now, to participate in any of these, you sign up ahead of time. Now, are these schedules already known, the dates and times, or is it going to be a bit before it's all finalized?
They will be released very soon. So they will be coming out the beginning of April, so
oh.
about another week or so, and they will be released. The thing that people could go ahead and do now, if their children are not already registered in 4-H online,
mm-hmm.
they would need to do that. That's a free account that they go on and set up.
Okay.
And then as soon as they get that 4-H online account, then their children are ready to participate in any of our 4-H activities. So that's a great thing to go ahead and do ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as that schedule is released, they can go ahead and talk with their children about the things that they would like to do this summer and make sure that they can get them registered before they fill up, because a lot of our programs do fill up quickly.
You know, I know why that cooking one is so so popular, because you get to eat after cooking.
Yeah, that's always a fan favorite for everybody.
Absolutely. All right, so get in touch with you, or once the schedule is released, how would they find that schedule?
It's on our 4-H page, and that is Surrey County 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
And if they will go on there and like that page, it has our most up-to-date information. We do also share things through our newsletters and through our Extension Facebook page and website. But the best way to find that information is by following that Surrey County 4-H page.
Terrific. And if someone just needs to chat with you specifically, is there a way to do that as well?
Sure. So they can reach me here at the office. The number is 336-401-8025. Or if they prefer to send me an email, my email address is a g Gann, G-A-N-N, at ncsu.edu.
Terrific. It sounds to me as though you are going to have a very busy summer, Amanda.
It is. It is going to be busy, but it's always so much fun.
Busy, fun, and rewarding. That's what 4-H is all about, isn't it?
That's right.
Amanda Gann with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for all the great information. Pleasure to visit with you today, and I look forward to our next time, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much. I hope you do as well.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.